for the Feast of Easter and the mystery of the resurrection and our redemption. The first theme is how we should live. And in the beginning of Lent particularly, many of the readings are, as we have today in the book of Deuteronomy, we live by obeying God, by obeying His law, which is coming from His love. And so that's the first theme. And we have it in today in the book of Deuteronomy and in the Psalm, which is Psalm 1, famous, the two ways, you got your choice, which way you're going to go. But then, in the Gospel, there's the second theme, which is the mystery of the suffering of Christ. Why and how does that bring about in us and in all who wish it divine life forever? What is the mystery? What is the connection between His suffering? Why did God ordain that for our redemption? And as Lent goes on, that theme becomes more prominent. To open up our hearts, when we have some other text from John where it shows us the whole plan of the Trinity in the death and resurrection of Jesus. And the third theme is the mystery of the suffering of Jesus Himself. We're brought through the Psalms mostly into sharing with Jesus' interior suffering. And we're invited into that, to share that, which is one of the strong themes of most of the great mystics of our age, is to be sharing the interior sufferings of Jesus. And so those are the three themes we have for Lent, to get us ready for the triumph of our Lord through suffering to win the whole world back to the Father and offer everybody, wherever they are. And our job is to make sure everybody knows about that as far as we can. So today, as I've just said, we have mostly, what are we supposed to do for Lent? Well, we should try to be Christian. That'd be a good start. You know, try to be Christian. So we have this Deuteronomy text, which says, look, folks, I put before you life and prosperity, death and doom. And what's the... If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which are given to us to bring us to life, and so that the law was a great gift. Kept these people with an identity and a relationship to God. You know, if you go back to Abraham, you know, for over 1,700 years. If you go to Moses, at least 1,200 years. The only ones in the world who worshipped one true God and knew how we should live. There are other elegant law codes, Hammurabi and others, which are quite remarkable. I mean, we don't live the level of life because we're breaking the law that is enjoined in the Code of Hammurabi, to say nothing of this one. It's to obey God. Well, that law now has been placed in our heart. That's the Holy Spirit. And so these texts are meant to set up in us an echo of what the Holy Spirit is doing within us. And then to open up our hearts and minds to understand why the Passion and Resurrection? Why was that the best way to bring us into an eternal divine life? And then this mystery of sharing in the suffering, the inner suffering of Jesus. Well, why would suffering bring about this restoration of the human race. St. Thomas says, when he's asking whether the death of Christ brings about our redemption by way of atonement, he says yes. But somebody makes atonement for something by giving the offended person something of equal or greater worth than what they lost. In Adam's sin, the father lost the love, the trust, the obedience that is due to him. In the cross, the Lord gives back to the Father that love, that trust, and that obedience. And that's what saves us. The environment for that is the cross. But the heart of it is that love of the Lord. And if we pray during Lent, the Holy Spirit will show us, invite us to experience that kind of love.